Do not attempt to adjust your podcast playing device. What you are listening to is an actual recording of the DreamStation.cc video game show. This is an unofficial recording. It's Monday, January 22nd, 2007. It's probably been a long time since you've heard us last, but hopefully we'll be able to come back to you better than ever for the new year. I'm going to be hosting by myself. My name is Ben, a.k.a. Redeema on the forums. What I'm going to bring you today is some news and information on the latest in the video game world. I'm also going to bring you a review of Gears of War for the Xbox 360, and if that's not enough, I'm going to do it all by myself while eating an entire pumpkin pie. So bear with me as I try to get through an entire episode by myself. Remember, children at home, I'm a trained professional or whatever. Do not attempt to do this at home unless under strict supervision or you're a really fat kid who eats entire pies on a regular basis. First order of business. New to the DreamStation.cc website are reviews for Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the PC and Gears of War for the 360, written by yours truly. You can also find my article for the Superman Returns Community Day. Up first, there's a rumor floating around the internet about Microsoft buying Capcom. So far, it's all rumor, with every forum having some sort of discussion about it. Personally, I don't see it ever happening, so I'm not going to give it more thought than this. I don't ever think a Japanese company or their shareholders would allow themselves to be purchased by an American company if they could at all prevent it. I know Microsoft has all the money in the world to throw at Capcom, but I just can't see it happening. If it does happen, however, you'll hear about it from us. Speaking of Capcom, Lost Planet has just been released, and it's gotten mixed reviews so far. If you've got this game and want to share a review of it with our listeners, feel free to send it into videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We'll accept both audio or written word, but if it's audio, make sure to keep it under 2 minutes, please. Activision has released a new map for Call of Duty 3, available for download via the Xbox Live Marketplace for free. Also free and available are two new map packs for Gears of War. Raven Down and Old Bones expand the game a little more for everyone who's getting tired of the original maps that came with the game. Stay tuned for a full review of Gears of War later on in the show. More news on the Xbox 360 front. They've extended the warranty to 1 year. Now you can feel a little bit safer about buying one if you haven't done so already. I know some of you are holding out for whatever reason, and reliability being one of those. While we're talking about the Xbox 360, there's a lot of rumors and pictures floating around on the net about a newly redesigned 360, one with an HDMI output and possibly including a 120GB hard drive. On top of that, a beefed up chipset that prevents overheating, which some of us have first-hand experience with, that leads to the Red Ring of Death. Either way, some current Xbox 360 owners will be upset by the new additions, so you can probably expect pretty big surge in used 360s on eBay as gamers upgrade to the newer model or make their way onto the PS3. Speaking of the PS3, it appears that Midway is going to bring some classics to the PlayStation Store for download. On the PS3, you will soon be able to download Rampage World Tour, Rampart, Championship Sprint, Mortal Kombat 2, Joust, and Gauntlet 2. Prices haven't been set, but similar to the Xbox Live Marketplace and the Wii Virtual Console, expect them to fall in the range of $4 to $6. Now, don't quote me on that. I could be wrong, but that's pretty much the going rate for these games now. And if they charge you anything more than that, it's just not worth it. More on the PS3. Enchanted Arms is being ported over from the Xbox 360. I don't know if this is really big news, considering that the 360 version wasn't received very well, but it's one more game that PS3 owners can look forward to, and that's one more game than they really have right now anyway. It supposedly boasts over 50 hours of gameplay, might be just long enough for you to hold out until a really good RPG comes out. Alright, on to the Wii. It's probably still sold out everywhere, and there's not many games to get for it other than Zelda Twilight Princess, although WarioWare Smooth Moves did just come out, and hopefully that should be a really good game. The WarioWare series is pretty well received, so from what I played of it at E3, it seemed like a really good, fun party game, and we all know how people like to play party games on their Wii. Other than that, there's been a fresh set of games released for download on the Virtual Console over the past week and a half or two, so expect to see Gradius, Dungeon Explorer, Soldier Blade, Xavius, R-Type 3 and Moto Rotor. I probably mispronounced some of those, but whatever. What are you going to do? On to the PC. There's a little game called World of Warcraft with an expansion called Burning Crusade that's out now. I've never played the game, but I did see the South Park episode about it, and I think that's all I need to know. That pretty much covers the news portion of the show. I just wanted to give you a brief review of Gears of War for the Xbox 360. The single player is great. It has a decent story that leaves you hanging for the sequel, which is rumored to come out to be released next year, sometime next year. It's still cool, but it's a little short, so be forewarned that if you're looking for the single player, there's not much to it except the fact that there's three difficulty levels, but it's still the same game. Visually, however, it's probably the best looking game on the Xbox 360. It's definitely the bloodiest and deserves the mature rating that it got. The music is good. It's moody. The voice acting is probably some of the best that you'll hear in a game. The only downside to some of the visuals is the collision detection. It's pretty spotty, which you'll find, especially if you play online with, you know, some really good players, is that the shots are pretty much uneven. So your elbow could be poking out around the corner and just like the slightest bit of your elbow, and they'll shoot you and it registers as like a headshot or something like that. It's pretty weird. Probably could be fixed with a patch, but who knows if they'll actually decide to do that. Because what happens is it looks like people, especially like the snipers, could shoot around corners or they're shooting through walls. It's not really what happens, but I mean, that's what it looks like, and it's not good for people looking to play the game long term. Speaking of the online multiplayer, there's a few modes to pick. You can do co-op with a friend or a stranger over Xbox Live or a LAN. The real meat is in deathmatch. There's three modes called Assassination, Warzone, and Execution. They're kind of all the same, and for the most part, you won't really see people playing Assassination or even Execution. There's a lot more Warzone games that you'll find, but, you know, you can always host your own if you don't like it. They tried to keep the ranked matches evenly matched using the True Skill setup, but even then, I somehow managed to find my way into a game with the guy who has the most kills on Execution mode, and, I see why he has the most kills. Yeah. By the time you hear this, most of the initial glitches will be gone. So if you haven't gone online or if you're not online enabled, you'll probably still get some of those glitches, but those are multiplayer as it is, so that's how that goes. There was actually a patch this morning as I'm recording this show, so I don't know what they actually patched. It's hard to tell, but hopefully they patched something as in some of the glitches that people were using to take advantage of the game, or hopefully it's the host advantage, because the host team for some reason has some sort of advantage over the non-hosting team, and it can be overcome with skill, but the fact that it's even there in the first place pretty much sucks. Otherwise, you know, it's a really good game, and if you haven't bought it yet and you're mature enough to be playing it, be sure to pick it up. There's now been 3 million copies sold, so probably don't want to be the only 360 owner without it. For more details, you can read my review of it on the site. Overall, I think I'd have to give the game about a 9, maybe a 9.5. I think in my review, I gave it a 9.5. Since then, some of the exploits that they've continued to let go pretty much have dropped me down to that point. But once they fix all those things, I think a 9.5 would be a pretty solid score for this. I think that about wraps up this episode of the DreamStation.cc video game show. Remember, if you've got comments, questions, audio reviews, or any other feedback for us, send it to, or for me, I guess. You can send it to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Also, if you want to challenge me to a game of Gears of War, my gamer tag is Red the Impaler. That's three words, R-E-D the, and then I-M-P-A-L-E-R. You can also find it on the DreamStation website. You can add me to your friends list and prepare to be shotgunned, because I'm a beast with that. Anyway, until next time, be sure to check out our website, dreamstation.cc, your video game destination. The following is what's left of episode 73. We never got it to air, but we felt that you should get a chance to listen to it regardless. So, without further ado, here it is.
Let me set it up here a little bit. Ben went to Orlando.
Orlando.
Went to Orlando, but he was at the EA Studios down there, and he went to see Superman Returns for, what system was it?
Xbox 360.
So he's going to talk about that a little bit here now.
Yeah, I went to Orlando. It was October 5th and 6th. We did a little community day at Tiburon Studios.
That's the company that makes Madden also?
The home of Madden, I was just going to say that, yeah.
And I think the Need for Speed, or the, not Need for Speed, the NASCAR games?
That I don't know. I didn't see any NASCAR.
Those are up in Vancouver, I think.
I don't know. Keep talking.
The stuff that I saw there, as in, like, maybe just the older stuff that they had.
Uh-huh.
They had Madden, and then they had the Strike series, which was, you know, like, what was it, like Jungle Strike and Desert Strike and whatever else. Those are like, that's going way back, though. But, yeah, we went there. They showed us a lot of stuff about the Superman Returns game. We got to play like 4 or 5 hours of it. And we got to speak to the developers, the audio people, producers, directors, you know, all kinds of people. Yeah, that was really cool. They treated us, EA totally treated us, you know, like we were like celebrities, stars, whatever you want to call it. Put us
it's
up
great
in
to go to
hotel.
A States, isn't it?
It, you know what? It is, and I could see why, like, some of these people are on, like, were on, like, first-name basis.
Oh, yeah.
With, with the guy who was setting it up, John Long, so I wanted to thank him. You know, because it was really cool, and all these people, like, knew each other, so, you know, I was kind of felt out of place for a little bit, but friend of the program, Chris Palladino, was there, and so I got to meet him for the first time, and so I at least knew one person going in, and so it was pretty cool. But Superman, you know, believe it or not, I haven't seen the movie. I was hoping they would show it to us, but I thought it was really good. There was some really unique features about the game. Instead of having, you know, like a life bar for Superman, which would be pretty boring, they actually have a life bar for the city. And so as Superman, basically what you're doing is you get to fly around, run around, whatever you want to do. And things go on in the city. Like, key events will happen. You know, like someone will go out and they start causing mayhem. And as they do damage to the city, you know, like the life bar goes down. And so what you have to do is you have to go and you have to, you know, beat these ruffians or hooligans or whatever it is. And, you know, and then the city kind of goes on about its business. But you can see there's like hundreds of people just kind of wandering around the city. There's, I want to say it's like 80 kilometers square to just kind of fly up around. You can fly like, I don't want to say like as high as you want, but like they said, you can soar up to like 5,000 feet and you get to see like this like bird's eye view of this, of the entire city. And it's really cool because you've seen
Can you go beyond that city, or when you fly up, what do you see, you know, outside of the city? Is it on an island, or how does that all work?
Yeah, so it looks like an island, and then there's even kind of maybe like smaller islands. You know, so it looks like maybe, you know, like a New York City. There's like gigantic buildings, you know, skyscrapers and everything.
This is supposed to be a metropolis, correct?
Right. So
okay.
Metropolis is, you know, basically New York City, you know, that's
their
code for it, right, kind of thing. So, yeah, so you're seeing the city, you're seeing, you know, like ocean around it, there's like a dam in the distance holding back water.
There's those keepers again.
Holding back water, just so you know, it's not a bad word. There's kind of levels in the air where, like, there's meteorites coming down and you gotta use your powers to destroy the meteorites. And, you know, there's some that are made out of ice and you gotta use your heat vision. There's some that are made out of, they're flaming hot and you've gotta use your, like, your super cool breath to destroy them. And there's, like, a Zeppelin or a Zephyr or whatever, one of those hot air balloon kind of thing.
Oh, okay,
Goodyear. There's one of those. A blimp. There you go. A dirigible, if you prefer. So there's a level with those, and those are being attacked by
at life,
like
Snoopy and stuff.
Yes, they're being attacked by these giant, like gargoyle kind of things, and you've got to use, you know, different combinations of your powers to get them away from the blimps, and then.
Now I saw some of the screenshots. They had Bizarro in it too. You know,
Bizarro is like a mini game in it, and we got to play the mini game. So in the city, there's like various like statues where you would go to. You go into those statues, and then you kind of become Bizarro. And as Bizarro, you get to do like all the things that Superman doesn't get to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, as Superman, you can't, like, lay waste to the city. Because what happens is when you lay waste to the city, obviously the life bar goes down, and so your game's going to end a lot sooner. So while you're on the ground, if you use your heat vision, you know, there's, like, different degrees of the heat vision. So if you, like, use it, if you, like, push the button really quickly, you just do a basic, you know, like a kind of zap to the enemy. Whereas if you hold it down, you get like this, you know, like super gigantic blast of it. And, you know, you get like 180 degree like radius. And, you know, you blow up cars and whatever, buildings and stuff like that.
Oh, so while you're battling people, you need to actually watch what you're doing so you don't destroy the city at the same time.
Exactly. So it's a whole, you know, I don't want to use the whole... with great power comes great responsibility.
Yeah.
Because that's someone else.
Yeah, that's Spider-Man.
But
now, does this game remind you of the Spider-Man game? Did you ever play the Spider-Man ones where you get to freely roam around the city and, you know, beat up thugs and stuff like that?
But this one was a lot more free roaming. This is the whole sandbox kind of thing.
Okay.
You can
now, are there missions? Is that, do you have certain objectives to complete to move through the game and the story?
So the way it works is, there's certain key events that you'll have to do, and those are kind of unlocked by doing like other events. And so you don't have missions. There's absolutely no loading screens, like as you're walking through the city or flying through the city. So I mean, the entire city is seamless. So you don't have to complete a certain mission. Matter of fact, if the only missions you have to complete are the boss ones, because at any other point, I mean, if you want, you know, the enemy to, like, destroy the city, you can let them destroy the city. Obviously, your game's going to be over, and then you'll have to, you know, do it all over again. But, I mean, if you don't want to, you could just continue doing whatever it is that you want to do, whether that's, you know, kicking cars around or whatever.
Hanging out with Lois Lane, you know.
Yeah.
Going to the movies.
I mean, it's really cool because you're not confined to, you know, what you would think are, you know, like the normal rules of a game where, you know, you have a life bar, let me go up and let me, you know, punch, kick, and, you know, whatever, this other guy. It's like the city. So the game is really about how the city needs Superman as opposed to, you know, like Superman really just kind of needing the city or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the only other thing that I wanted to talk about was, like, the levels that aren't really levels. There's some really cool stuff that they didn't really get to show us. But we did do one where Superman's fighting twisters. And so what you're doing is you're using your, like, super blow breath to move these twisters back out into the ocean. And
the common folk is tornadoes.
Tornadoes, yeah, but in Kansas they're twisters, right?
They're twisters.
It's a twister. It's a twister.
Anyway, do you live in Kansas? That's what I want to know.
No, yeah. He doesn't even live where they have tornadoes.
Those levels were a lot cooler than the level where you've got to beat up this gigantic, you know, like three-story tall enemy or whatever. And you're just throwing gigantic pieces of rocks at him or whatever, because that was totally, you know, Super Mario. Like, you hit him with, like, three rocks, and then, you know, he becomes small again, and then you go and punch on him. And then it was like, okay, and then he grows big again, and then you got to throw more rocks at him, and then he grows small, and then punch him again. And it was like, that to me was boring. But, like, you know, blowing these twisters out of the way, I thought that was a lot cooler than, you know, the typical thing that you would get from, like, a superhero game. There's a lot of unique stuff in this. The music was, like, really cool. I think people will like it. Especially if you're a Superman fan. Totally, you know, totally the game that you've probably been waiting for. Don't think of Superman 64 when you go and see this game. And, just another thing, just because everyone likes to bag on EA all the time or whatever. But they delayed this game because it was, you know, because it is titled Superman Returns. This was supposed to come out at the same time as the movie. But what they did was they felt the game wasn't ready. And so they actually delayed it. And here we are, what is it, like 6 months later, and they're finally releasing the game. And yeah, very cool game, and I really think that comic book fans and Superman fans, I think they'll get a kick out of this.
What I got out of this whole thing, and this is in summary, in my is that blowing is good and rocks are bad. That's what I got out of the whole thing.
And then, you know, you can read the article. Article should be up for you guys to read, and you can hear all about my experience in eating the alligator and whatever else you want to read about.
Yeah, we got some photos there too. I'm gonna try to get those on there too. All right, well, we're wrapping this up, and we'll talk to you guys at the next show. Hopefully that'll be sooner than later, and we'll talk to you guys next week. So I think it's going to be pretty easy to find a Wii this year compared to, I mean, the PS3 is going to be, it sounds like it's going to be pretty much impossible. Feed the beavers and the donkeys.